Work on You Incorporated. Washington, D.C.-based financial planner Kevin Mahoney recommends using this economic scare as an impetus to earn a professional certification or take a continuing education class that will help make you less reliant on your salary as someone else's employee. Most of these programs have online options, or if they didn't before, they're likely to be offering virtual classes very soon. Develop the skills and build the network necessary to generate income independently, said Mahoney. This is easier said than done, he acknowledges, but having a way to make money other than relying on your employer may reduce your fear of being laid off during a recession. Ramp up long-term savings. No one knows how long the current carnage in the stock market will go on, but prices will eventually rebound and then grow again. There's never been a 15-year period since 1926 when stocks have lost money, and typically, over long periods, they've trounced the competition, according to Ibotson Associates. Still, as the youngest boomers are learning now, even a long period of rising stock prices may not be enough to seed a comfortable retirement if you weren't able to save enough in the early and middle parts of your career. Allowing your investment earnings to compound and grow over a period of many years. That's why it's imperative to try to set aside more money now while you still have a job and income coming in and are probably spending less, so may have more room in your budget to save. The best way to do this is to automate. Raise your 401k contribution rate by a percentage point or two, or sign up with your employer or a financial services company to have a set amount shifted from your paycheck or checking account to an IRA every time you get paid. Saving via these retirement plans comes with something of a safety net, although one you shouldn't use unless absolutely necessary. If you run into financial trouble and need to tap your account early to help pay bills, you can usually borrow against your 401k if you're still employed, or withdraw funds if you're not. Although taking money out before you turn 59 and a half, age 55 if you've lost your job, typically means paying a 10% early withdrawal penalty. That fee may be waived in some limited circumstances for hardship, such as high medical bills, a scenario that unfortunately more likely now in the COVID-19 era than it was just a few weeks ago.